This time of year can be difficult for many people, and reaching out for help in a mental health crisis can be challenging. Camino Wellbeing and Mental Health, a nonprofit organization, has introduced a new way to reach out that takes away the stress of making a phone call or booking an appointment in person. Tracy E. Lopp, the CEO of Camino, says reaching out for help can be hard for some people, and Camino has introduced a new way to connect with support.
That website allows you to actually reach out and share confidentially, make an appointment with one of our intake people, so you don't actually have to go through the angst of picking up the phone, which I know actually with some demographic is anxiety provoking. And so you could actually connect with us through our new website.
In the region, ELOP says there are many ways people struggle with mental health.
Depression and anxiety are really prevalent across the community. This time of year, we have people also who are really affected by a seasonal disorder, and I think that comes to light a lot in the cold weather and people not getting outside enough, maybe not enough exercise, but also just that feeling of hopelessness and despair that sometimes come with the winter time.
ELOP says the community is still facing effects of the pandemic.
Canadians report having poor or fair mental health three times more often now than they did before the pandemic. So that would be sort of 26% in 2021 compared to 9% in 2019. So those are huge increases and just kind of reaffirm the extent of the challenges.
The Center for Addiction and Mental Health says that the stigma around mental health prevents 40% of people with anxiety or depression from reaching out. ELOP says she hopes Camino makes it easier to reach out.
I hate the idea that the stigma around mental health continues to exist. And, you know, if I would say one thing to anyone who's listening, there is absolutely no harm in reaching out. And organizations like Camino Wellbeing and Mental Health, I hope make it easier for people to reach out.
For individuals who are struggling with mental health and who may not be ready to reach out, ELOP shares some suggestions.
If they're feeling anxious or depressed, friends are there for a reason. And so, you know, there's no harm in talking to a friend. I think people maybe underestimate the value of exercise, the value of getting enough sleep, the value of being outside on days that we can actually see the sun. So all of those things contribute. Eating well contributes to your overall mental health and well-being. But there are times when, you know, people need a little bit more.
If cost is a factor, ELOP says there are many programs out there to assist.
Almost 60% of young people who have signs of a mental illness are not getting help because of the cost. And the reality of it is that even if you don't have benefits through work, even if you don't have the financial means to pay, the support for you is still available through organizations like Camino.
Camino Wellbeing and Mental Health is a nonprofit organization that is there to help members of the community who are in need of support. For Mix 98.5 News, in Kitchener with the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Cora Cool.